things have come a long way in curtailing some of the damage done to the Earth, but some of the most obvious everyday activities are creating an environmental disaster. Andrea Doucette thinks we need to look much deeper at activities that seem harmless but are in fact devastating. We spoke with her in our studio in Ottawa.
Every child has to have a birthday party every year, and they get loads and loads of presents, and nobody questions that. The environmental implications there in terms of the consumers and buying the presents, wrapping the presents, who's making the presents, and they're probably made in China but or in India by children. And then children in not only in middle-class suburbs and neighborhoods, but in all suburbs and neighborhoods across North America and probably most Western countries, they've got loads and loads of stuff. And what happens to that stuff, right? A lot of it's plastic, it goes into landfill. So the implications of just an everyday thing that's happening in every community, every day, several times a day, right through North America, which I think people don't see as environmental issues. They see them as sort of, you know, this is what our children do, but we don't question any of that.
It says most people just need alternatives that so far aren't being discussed.
One thing that my kids have done is they raise money for charity at the birthday parties rather than accept presents, and that seems to have had some impact on other kids, but not as much as I would have thought. So I think just maybe if it was in the schools, just talking about it a bit more, and just parents talking about it to each other. And I think when people are presented with good options, they usually make good decisions, and maybe just be exploring the options.
She adds that one of the biggest environmental disasters is actually right in your living room.
I thought when my kids watch TV, I can see that, you know, they want this and this and this. And so, I mean,